This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
To find out more about Joy 94.9, check out joy.org.au.
A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away. There are a chosen few that will stand against the vampires, the demons, and the forces of darkness. These are the voyages of the crew of Sci-Fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
So welcome to Sci-Fi and Squeam, and tonight we've got a very special interview with the director of the film that's making an amazing impact around the world. It's currently collected one of the finest awards, and that's Best Director for its director at Cannes this year. That was in May 2011. And the acclaim that's followed this movie has been pretty astounding. It's due for release here in Australia October 27th, so that's this Thursday. The name of the film is Drive, and the name of the director is Nicholas Winding Refn. Now, have I got that right, Nicholas? Is it Refn or...?
That is correct. That is correct.
Okay. Yeah, it's great to get a chance to talk to you. Now, the name of the film, as I said, is Drive, and Roger Ebert of the Chicago Sun-Times has called it a film that is much more real than the usual action crime chase concoctions. And he also went on to say it's a movie with respect for writing, acting and craft, and has respect for knowledgeable moviegoers. That's quite a great review there. Describe this film as neon noir, and it, like I said, going to be widely released here in Australia. So thanks for talking to us from Bangkok. How are you today, this evening, I should say?
Well, it's warm, and it's raining. Well, it's not raining today, but there's a lot of water around me. I'm surviving.
Drive has been described as an auto heist movie where everything can go wrong, does actually go wrong. Briefly, how would you describe Drive?
Well, essentially, it's a fairy tale. A few years ago, I'd been reading Grimm's fairy tales for my eldest daughter, and I remember thinking, oh, it would be great to make a movie like fairy tale, like the Grimms would write their fairy tales. But I didn't have a premise.
Okay.
And I didn't have a start. And when the concept of Ryan and me making a movie together, us wanting to do Drive the novel, suddenly there was a premise and a star, and I could then utilize the structure and the feel and the characters out of a fairy tale, especially the Grimms, of course.
So he's a bit like a knight in shining armor, or a knight in a shining car, vehicle, I suppose, going to fix things or do the right thing by protecting those people he cares for, and that type of archetype.
Yeah, you know, he even has a mark on his back of the scorpion, which is his signature, you know.
It's like Scorpio Rising.
I've always been a huge admirer of Kenneth Anger, and actually that Scorpio on the driver's back, that exact design is taken from the opening shot of Scorpio Rising by Kenneth Anger.
Yeah, I noticed that. And our listeners will be really excited and appreciative of that too, being an LGBTIQ radio station. Now, I've also read that you're very heavily influenced by Martin Scorsese and Alejandro Jodorowsky. Oh, sorry, I always get his name wrong. But the man who made El Topo, of course. Is that true? I mean, you look at the lonely hero who's somewhat misunderstood, trying to do things that are right.
Well, I don't. I mean, the driver, it's very much a character that, you know, essentially does all the right things for love. And the circumstances that he can never have what he longs for also makes him a great hero because he sacrifices himself for love. And so, of course, the film is very much about transformation, but so is both Fronten and Maha Rising. So I guess in a couple of movies I've been very obsessed with transformation.
Like Taxi Driver and that kind of film and feeling, yes. Looking at the bond he has with the Carey Mulligan character Irene and her child, Benicio, I think the name of the kid is. The chemistry between Carey and Ryan Gosling, who plays the driver, it's an amazing sense you get from them. It almost feels like you're peeking into something you shouldn't be able to see, you know, something really private, and it's almost like a first love feeling. Did you direct them on that, or did they come with that themselves?
No, I mean, I sipped away all the dialogue, so they really had anything to say, and also they didn't want to say anything. You know, Ryan was really good at understanding his character in a sense that he felt that if the driver didn't have anything to say, he wouldn't say anything. You already had a character who was an enigma. The driver is an enigma. Who he is, where he comes from is a puzzle. So he only talks when he needs to talk. And with Carey, it was almost the same nature because I had this idea of doing a movie about what it was like falling in love. Not about the you know, complications after falling in love and the everyday complications of marriage.
Yes.
But just the notion of falling in love, the fairy tale aspect of falling in love. And then, of course, it goes horribly wrong when he then, you know, has to protect her and becomes her knight in shining armor.
The violence is quite surreal in that it happens so quickly. You know, you've got this gentle sort of build up, these sort of silences, and then you've got, in one circumstance, the scene in the, I guess it's a strip club, in the changing room with the mirrors and the Ryan Gosling character. Where do you get sort of ideas for setups like that?
Well, I'm a fetish person. I make films based on what I would like to see. I don't always understand it. Just, you know, it just comes to me, I guess. And then I try to channel it through myself into another era.
It's an extraordinary scene. It reminds me a little bit of Brian De Palma as well, with that just sense of colours and everything. And I must admit, one of my biggest things that I loved about this film is the musical soundtrack with Martinez. It's an amazing soundtrack. It's pretty flawless, I feel.
Well, I always wanted to work with Cliff, but before I hired him, I had chosen these songs, Find the Film. But Cliff was really good at using the sound of those songs into his score, you know. Because I don't do drugs anymore. I use music very much. It helps my fetish. It gives me images. So I would listen to a lot of music when we were preparing the film, Hassan Amini and me and Ryan and so forth. And Kraftwerk was always sound that I had in my head, this early electronic sound. But I didn't want to use like retro music. I just wanted to, you know, have a new take on it. But that whole kind of sense of mechanical rhythm was a great way for me to always think of the driver as having a heart, like it's a machine inside.
Yeah, it's got that cyber kind of feeling to it, almost cyberpunk, but without all the, you know, amazing technology and slightly Blade Runner-ish. I mean, that's the sense I got, especially the night shots with the neon and the glass and the skyscrapers. I really enjoyed that visually. And David Lynch popped into my head as well.
Oh, okay.
I believe that, well, we do sci-fi as well, and I believe you're an avid toy collector, I read this earlier, of things like Japanese robots.
Collector of Asian toys.
Cool.
I'm just starting up again here in Bangkok, where I'm shooting my next movie, because you can get them very cheaply. So I've gotten a few, you know, few things cooking, and in a couple of weeks I'm going on a huge raid to get a lot of stuff. And then I place them all around me, and I use them as inspiration by just looking at them.
Do you play with them too? I mean, there must be moments where
you
just
play with them, but I place them so I can see them always.
Okay. Interesting. No, good. Because I believe you like Doctor Who's Daleks. Is that a favorite?
I am a huge avid fan of Doctor Who and the Daleks.
Cool.
I have a lot of different Daleks at home. I have the original soundtrack. I'm a fan of the previous Doctor Who. You know, the old Tom Baker version.
Tom Baker,
stuff like that.
One of my favorites.
Yeah, that's my favorite Doctor Who. And I'm a fan of the original Peter Cushing movies as well, you know.
Yes.
I haven't really followed so much the new Doctor Who. I hear they're great, though. So, you know, after having, I have two kids and a wife, you know, limited time. But, and then I really like The Prisoner.
Just lastly, you're going to be doing...
And then I really like, you know, Thunderbirds.
Yes, I did the Thunderbirds last week. We did an episode on that, so that was just interesting that you should love them too. But before I let you go, because you've obviously got a line of people who wanted to speak to you naturally, you're doing the Logan's Run remake, is that right?
That's correct. Ryan and I are doing a movie here in Bangkok right after Christmas Call, Only God Forgives.
Ah, right.
And then after that, we're set to do the remake of Logan's Run.
Cool. I look forward to that. It's going to be an interesting take on it for sure. All right, well, I better let you get going. You've got a lot on your plate, and I hope you get some nice Thai food down here.
Thank you very much.
Sweat it out.
Thank
you so much for talking to us, Nicholas. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Oh, before you go, sorry, could I ask one favor? Could you just do a quick tag for my show? I'm really sorry to put this on you, but without notice, but it's Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9. And obviously your name, if that's cool.
Sci-Fi and Scream.
Scream.
On Joy what?
It's actually Scream with a Q, S-Q, just to be annoying.
Squam?
Scream, like in squeamish.
Scream.
Yes, that's it, on 94.9.
Okay. Sci-Fi on Scream on 94.9.
Sci-Fi and Scream on 94.9. Thank you.
Hi, and welcome to Sci-Fi and Scream on 95.9. My name is Nichols Winding Refn. And this is one of my favorite shows.
Cheers. Thank you so much. Good luck with work in Bangkok. Goodbye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Sci-Fi and Scream was synthesized and squashed into shape by Sonia.
For more information,
visit our Facebook page,
Sci-Fi and Squeam, or check out joy.org.au.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.